And welcome to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and, more importantly, the most affordable and effective tools to carry your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, whether you're an entrepreneur looking to launch a business, or you're already knee deep in it and you need some help, or you're a car dealership, plastic surgeon, dentist, whatever it is that you are doing to run your business and you really want to sharpen your skate, so to speak, we're really trying to partner with you to really help you solve the most challenging problems you face in your business on a daily basis. So we will coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising, and HR issues. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. I can't even think today. I don't know why. For some reason, Kyle, I think it's Monday, not Friday, but I mean Thursday. I can't get the day right. Not good. A little bit about us. We are an exclusive marketing firm. What we teach our business owners to actually buy your marketing and advertising over leasing it. We've got quite a unique product and service. And again, you can find us at videobroadcastservices.com. And we'd love to set up a consult with you. But really, this program is not really about us. It's really about you, the business owner. So today, if you would like to call in, you can reach us at 646-716-8747. Again, that number is 646-716-8747. Or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Probably a little bit why I'm a little tongue-tied, Kyle, is we've started yesterday video podcasting our broadcast. So if you can just excuse us while we sharpen our own skates in terms of what we're doing. We're fluent when it comes to video, but the Google Hangouts, we're just getting familiar with that. So again, we'll have this down pat in just a couple of broadcasts. So, well, let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and on location filming for some of our clients. So really excited about that, but putting out some great content. And again, really excited about another great show that we're offering to our listeners. You know, we're taking from our experience and trying to, you know, disseminate that into the public so that we can help all business owners, because as we, you know, you and I have talked on several occasions, all businesses rise together, and we're really passionate about making sure that that businesses across the board are successful and succeed.
Absolutely. And really, your own personal health really translates down into how you're able to run your business. And I also think you have to remember that as a business owner, you are a mentor, if you will, to the people that work within your organization. You know, a monkey see, monkey do attitude, I've always believed is part of it. I know when I owned my own retail business, a lot of women that worked for me, and I did have a few men actually that worked for me as well, but I had a lot of women that worked for me, and they always said to me, geez, you know, my husband's complaining that I'm starting to dress like you. I'm starting to, you know, mimic you a little bit, which to me was a high form of flattery. But I think I really started to realize it one day. I can remember once, talking with one of my employees about, what to wear to work and so forth. She wanted some, you know, fashion tips, if you will. I know this is not your thing, Kyle, but you're gonna have to suffer through it. But anyways, and I found that in the coming months that she worked for me, that she really did start to, you know, take some of my advice with that and start integrating that. And I just thought that was, pretty impressive. And I started to realize that had really been happening all along, but that was just one incident where I really recognized the fact that people really do pay attention to what you say, what you do, your habits, they pick them up. I mean, you know, think of your children. So it really is important as a business owner, you know, if you're thinking of starting a business, I think this is really where it comes in. Or if you're knee deep in a business, you really have to look at yourself and realize that someone in poor health, and I'm not talking about something where you really have no control over it, but I'm talking about just your daily habits, whether or not you work out. I learned this incredible tip through a video because I was always, I'm always online trying to find different things that we can either integrate into the show or I can integrate into my own life for, you know, positive change. And this particular video talks about people who sit at their desk all the time. And even though I don't sit at my desk all the time, it does resonate with me in the fact that as you get older, I think I'm 39 with a lot of shipping and handling. But anyways, I think my nose just grew. But anyways, what I learned was, is that when you're sitting at your desk, it's important to reprogram your vestibular program. And it's simple, very, very simple. You actually stand up, close your eyes, and try to stand on one foot. And 99% of you won't be able to do it for more than 2 seconds. And what it does is it reprograms your body. If you keep doing it over and over again, you'll be able to do it for longer lengths. So, you know, if you are in a cubicle all day and you're not, or you're at a desk or wherever, and you're not really getting up and stretching or whatever, that's one thing that you can integrate just to reprogram that. And also, you know, just get up, maybe walk around, do a couple jumping jacks, just to keep your metabolism going, your blood flowing, your thought processes going. Kyle, what are some of the, like, I know you and I are kind of on the same page with what we do. I'm so Irish. Can you tell I talk with my hands all the time? But anyways, I know that we do a lot of the similar things in terms of, you know, health and fitness and, you know, kale shakes and, daily exercise. But what are some of the things that you think our listeners, you know, could really benefit in terms of what we do, or some things that maybe you've learned as of late?
Well, it's important because as you brought up the kale shakes, you know, every morning we make a green smoothie shake at our house, and our kids have one. We've been doing this for, I want to say 10 years. And we'll have a couple of them a day for breakfast and for lunch. You know, we work out and try to exercise 5 days a week just to keep that blood flowing. And especially as you brought up, if you're sitting down at a desk a lot, which a lot of business owners are, they're at a desk. You and I have talked about, sometimes you'll find yourself where your breathing becomes really shallow. And it's important to, you know, take note of that and kind of awaken your diaphragm and really get the air flow going through your body. And it goes along with exercise as well. You're getting that blood flow working through your system, through your body system, up into your brain. You're able to think more clearly. You're able to exercise also gets the stress out. So there's a lot of key benefits that take place just by being active and exercising and really taking an interest in that, because, you know, and exercise comes with, you know, sometimes people think, oh, if I walk around the block, I mean, I don't want to downplay that because that does help. But it's really important to get your heart rate up and elevated and maintain it at an elevated rate for a long period of time. And so it really comes down to, you know, getting out there and doing things that really get that heart rate elevated. I know that CrossFit's a new crave right now, and a lot of people are doing that, and that's a great way to get your heart rate elevated. But it's really getting that blood flow moving, keeping your muscles and your body and your tendons and everything stretched out. Because it does everything, you know, over time, if you're just sitting at a desk, things begin to atrophy. So your muscle tone goes down, your fat levels go up, and your body's just not operating at optimal levels. And if your body's not, your mind's not, your business can't be.
Absolutely. Do you think I should sit on my hands the rest of the show?
Yeah, me too.
I was just talking with my hand, and I do it when I'm by myself. But no, it really is important. You know, I can think of people that I know, business owners that have, you know, experienced heart attacks. I know people that have suffered terminal illness, which I'm sure you're all scratching your heads going, yeah, well, we all have. But where I'm going with all of this is that when I've gone to visit people who have been inflicted with disease or, you know, some type of, you know, health issue that has affected their ability to go to work, the common thread with all of them, especially like entrepreneurs or people like you and I, and Kyle, I don't hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but I mean, even yourself, you had a health issue back in September, and mm-hmm. I gotta say, You're probably the first person I know that dealt with cancer that never missed a day of work. It was just kind of shocking to me that you were able to do that. But with that said, I know a lot of that reason is because you are so physically fit, very healthy, very health conscious. And I think even your doctor said that your ability to recover in everything that, you know, happened to you, your outcome was what it was based on your health and in your current condition. So it really is important. And I think where I was really winding this down to is the fact that if you're a business owner and you're trying to run your business and you're constantly sick, you know, I've visited people in the hospital who've had heart attacks from stress, and they're like, I got to get back to the office. I've got to get back to the office. Well, so to me, it's an ounce of prevention is really what you need to incorporate into your life to not get into that position where you aren't able to run your business. So it's extremely important to think about that. Everything from your diet. I don't know. You know, I've walked into some of these greasy spoon diners and it's like, man, these people really know how to die here. Just mm-hmm. laden with grease and bacon. And, you know, I get it. I totally get it. But we've got to take charge here. We've got to take charge of our health, our lifestyle, and make better choices, because you simply, I don't believe an unhealthy person is in the position to run a business. And I think it spirals down to your employees. I think that in some cases it can cost you business, because I know that, you know, being unhealthy, and I think people pick up on it. I'm trying to say it as nicely as possible, but I think you know where I'm going with that, Kyle. I just think it's the perception of what you're trying to project, much like you wouldn't show up for a business meeting in your pajamas. And so it's really important to understand that your health really, I think it is part of your business card, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when, you know, when we're meeting with new clients, we always send you in because you're so energetic, the way you present yourself. And it really is. I mean, your first meeting is your first impression. And if you're going in, if you're lethargic, low energy, they're going to look at that and say, is this a reflection of the service that I'm about to get? Is my service from them going to be lethargic and low energy? And people don't resonate with that. They want to see that you're moving, that you're passionate, and that you're involved in what you're doing. And in order to be involved and passionate, you have to be healthy and maintain a healthy lifestyle. And I don't want to, I don't want to downplay and say that, you know, we never go out and have a hamburger per se, because I do. But it's not a lifestyle. You know, we'll go out and have something like that once a week or every other week, but it's not a daily thing where we're stopping in through the drive-thru at McDonald's. In fact, when you brought up, you know, the health thing that I went through, when I was in the hospital, I'm in the hospital and I'm talking with, this was before I had my surgery. I'm talking with the lady that's taking down all of my information behind her desk, and in back of her, she has and granted I think it was like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. But in back of her, she's got a Coke, a bag of chips, you know, a sandwich with different things on it, and just a bunch of different, like a whole snack platter right in back of her at her desk. And, she wasn't very, very healthy. And, I remember thinking about, I don't know how you can just sit there and snack and eat all day long and, not feel weighed down. I mean, you have to give your body, time to rest and digest. And, it really comes into, really comes into habits, and it's kind of like the society we live in. What happens when at the end of the night, when everybody has dinner and then the family goes in and starts watching TV, and the first thing they're breaking out a bag of popcorn or a bag of chips and pops and things like that, and they just snack all night until it's time to go to bed, and they never give their body a chance to digest and stop and rest. And it's a lifestyle choice. And, you know, you have to make a conscious effort to live healthy.
Absolutely. It really does affect your energy levels. There's nothing worse than eating a huge lunch and having to go back to the office and trying to be productive. And I've been on
a substantial lunch.
What's that?
A substantial lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Something substantial, and not being able to function. You know, your blood sugar spikes, and then you've got that rush of energy, and then it's just a slow, or sometimes a quick plummet down. And I you know, it's just not for me. But I'm not a doctor, but I do know that even the medical community does not advocate these huge lunches. They just really, you know, attack your energy levels for the remainder of the day. I am a big proponent of breakfast. I do believe that you do need, you know, you need to eat during the day and really fuel your, not only your body, but your mind. I mean, people, you know, it is said, you know, without getting into the name of this particular gym that I go to, but I know people are going to be able to figure it out, but they have pizza Monday, the first Monday of every month, they give out pizza. And I was walking out of the gym the other day, and this woman was sitting on one of the exercise bikes with two slices of pizza in her hand. And just the minute she finished one, she went, you know, I get the concept, the marketing behind all of that. But at the same time, I don't know if I can subscribe to that. I just feel that it's a fitness gym, and I think it's nice to reward, you know, people when they've done well, but I just think there's healthier alternatives than bringing in pizza. But I get it. I understand the marketing. We are in marketing, so I get all that. But at the same time, I don't understand it. I just don't think that it's sending the right message. But, you know, in terms of how your health actually, you know, and really, to me, is a direct correlation of your ability to run your business, I just don't think that businesses can be productive with employees calling out sick all the time. I don't think that as a boss, that if you're sick all the time, you're sending the right message to your team. I think that if you're constantly canceling appointments because you can't meet with your clients, or God forbid, your patients, because you're constantly out sick, it really does have a domino effect, and it really does affect your bottom line in terms of your profitability. I mean, it's no secret that sickness does affect the profits of a business. So it's really about getting yourself, you know, getting yourself, you know, into a mindset of living a healthy lifestyle. I think a healthy lifestyle is just I think it's a healthy, you know, relationship builder. I think it's a healthy business builder. And I think the domino effect of all of that is just crucial in terms of being able to run your business effectively. So, you know, I know that, you know, just, you know, there are businesses that actually will incorporate a gym right into their facility for their employees, which I think is a great idea. I know for us, we used to, at one of our offices, we used to get at noontime, we'd all, a bunch of us would get together and go for like an hour walk. And, you know, we would just eat lunch at our desk when we came back, or we would just have something light. There's so many things, that little tiny things, what I talked about earlier, standing up and, you know, shutting your eyes and trying to reprogram your vestibular system, and being able to, they say that by reprogramming that, or, you know, staying on top of that, it allows you, when you get older, your gait will actually be that of a 20-year-old if you can, you know, practice that. It's such a simple thing to do. It's not complicated. In fact, I feel lack of exercise and lack of good health is actually more time consuming. So it really, there's just so many little things that you can do in the course of the day. I always try to park as far away from the store or office that I'm going to in order to get that little extra. I always try to take the stairs over the elevator, unless I'm going up 80 floors, and then I don't. But I always try to do that. There's just so many little things. Kyle, can you think of other things that the listeners could do to kind of increase, you know, their daily activity? And hey, with the Fitbits, you have no excuse. You can know exactly how many steps you took. So what are some of the other things that they could do to really, you know, try to take care of their fitness, eat better during the course of the day? Cause it is tough sometimes, you know, you don't have time to pack a lunch and you do end up at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of those Fitbands that you were talking about, I know people that wear those, and they actually, they'll have like a competition with their spouse to see who can, you know, who's walking the most in the day.
And so seriously, I have to interrupt you right there. I mean, why would you throw gas on a fire?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true. I know they're telling me about it, and I'm like, well, you know, whatever suits you. But they said that they're looking for reasons to take more steps. You know, they'll And so, yeah, and it blows me away too. We live in a society that really looks for convenience, because if you go to like a parking lot and you're looking to drive, you'll see people driving around forever just to find a spot closest to the front, when I'll park in the back and I'll make it into the store and they're still out driving around trying to find a spot. I mean, it's just the whole mentality just kind of, it baffles me, and the waste of time, that it takes trying to find convenience and just parking when you get your spot and walking the extra steps needed just to get what you need. But there's right. just little things like that we can do that really fuels the mentality of a healthier lifestyle. Even meditation, meditating and realigning yourself internally is important, and keeping yourself grounded. All of those things play right into a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be doing a show, I believe, on Monday about meditation and how powerful it can be, not only just for your mental health, but really realigning your goals and everything, to really try to be able to utilize that as a tool to effectively running your business. But I don't want to give away all the secrets now, because we'll have a whole topic about that. But it is extremely important to really take a look at how you can find ways to incorporate just little changes in your day-to-day stuff, getting up from your desk, going for a walk, parking far away, maybe getting up and doing jumping jacks every 15 minutes, just doing 10 just to get the blood flowing, eating smaller meals throughout the course of the day and not eating this huge lunch and being able to just want to go back and want to take a nap. And really, I don't know, I feel like we've become a prescription drug society. And hey, if you need prescription drugs, absolutely take them. But I feel like sometimes it's becoming a lifestyle for people, as opposed to fixing what ails them at a particular time. So, if you need medication to control your blood pressure, or you're at risk for diabetes or whatever it is, I totally get that. But I really do believe that you can dial it back sometimes and harness your health back by making some positive changes just in your diet, exercise, and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really, really important to be able to do that and try to find a way to get yourself healthier, download that to your organization, and being able to be more productive, more profitable. And of course, long-term, your health is obviously the benefactor of that. Kyle, in terms of like how health, and going back to your experience, I mean, to me, I think when anybody gets sick, in fact, I think the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical costs. And I think it's a real scare for people. So why is that not enough of an incentive? I mean, for you, I mean, you didn't miss a day of work, and that's just more of your work ethic than anything. But how is it that people really are, even though we'll go out and buy insurance because we want to make sure that we're protected. But to me, your health really is your biggest insurance policy you can even own.
No, absolutely. And I tell people all the time that, my gym membership is kind of, it's kind of like our health insurance, because it keeps us healthier. And the health insurance, I mean, health costs are so expensive and so outrageous. I mean, it pays dividends to stay healthy and to actually not go to the doctor and keep home and take care of yourself that way, because there really is. I mean, there's just so many benefits to a healthy lifestyle. And people say all the time, they say, I want to enjoy life. I just want to enjoy it. And, I look at that, and I think, well, what's going to happen in 10 years when you're stuck at the doctor all the time? Is that going to be enjoyable for you? And, one thing that really, that I thought was really important was we watch Dr. Paul. My kids like watching Dr. Paul. And one thing that, him and his son, Charles, if you're familiar with the show, they were driving down. And Dr. Paul is this veterinarian that's very active. And his son is kind of, more lethargic and eats a lot. And his son was asking his dad about this eating contest that they got into. And he says, what do you think about it, Dad? And he said, his dad was like, well, you can do it, but I don't want to do it. It's not my thing. And his dad ended up saying, he goes, the difference between us is that I eat to live, you live to eat. And so it really comes down to, you know, are we fueling ourselves? Are we putting, I mean, think of your vehicle. If you were to throw used oil in your engine or never replace your oil, it's not, I mean, you're going to have maintenance costs up the roof. And the same thing's going to be true for our physical bodies. If we don't take care of them, if we don't put the right fuels, the right foods in our bodies, I mean, it's going to be you know, it's just going to affect us long term, where we're going to have health issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of, I find it kind of funny. I don't know if our listeners will find it as amusing as I do, but I find it funny that the city of New York was banning the size soda, soft drink you can drink, and yet alcohol is just running rampant in this country. And I don't quite get let me back that up. I do understand the psychology of what they were trying to accomplish, but it to me is just, that's a spit in the bucket. I mean, that's, if we're gonna control that, we should really be looking at, we've got bigger fish to fry, if you will. So I don't quite get that, but it really is true. If you want to cut down on healthcare costs for your business, be that beacon for your employees of somebody who gets enough rest, gets enough exercise, you know, has a good balance within their life, leaving the toxicity and the issues that become toxic in your life and pushing them somewhere else and not allowing that to penetrate your lifestyle. You know, getting exercise at least, you know, 5 times a week. You know, making sure that if you do have a desk job, that you take the appropriate action to ensure that you're getting a little bit of mobility during the day, having a healthy lunch. And it really, there's nothing more enjoyable than going out for a nice dinner. But the reality of it is you do take on more calories. So with that said, you know, bringing in a brown bag in your lunch and grabbing something healthy from home, as opposed to running through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant, there really are, not to mention the expense, but there really are ways that you can really eat healthy and inexpensively. And the long-term effect of that is just extremely, extremely helpful. So Kyle, before we close, is there anything you want to add to any of that?
No, I was just thinking as you were talking about, you know, as we've been talking about health, and we haven't talked about this yet, but I was just thinking about, what is the new craze out there that I've seen that Leonardo DiCaprio started with the dad bod. And I don't know if you've come across any of that, but it's kind of like the media is doing a different spin, where it's no longer about being healthy and fit, but, you know, having the dad bod is now sexy, I guess, is what they were saying. And I look at that, and we're not advocating. You don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to have a six pack, or, you know, you don't have to be. We're not talking about getting up on stage. We're just talking about taking actionable steps, conscious eating. And really understanding that, you know, how you're treating your body is going to be a direct reflection of your business.
Right, right. Well, I can see you're on set with a video, some video production today. So I know you're not sitting at your desk all day today, but yeah, it's really important. And, you know, you were talking earlier about CrossFit, and I've seen quite a few reports come out that you know, I listen a lot to SiriusXM radio on the health channels, and they were talking about how you'll see those things where for 90 days you like kill yourself to get into incredible shape. But they actually say that's actually more damaging for your body long term, that you can't sustain it, number one. And so I'm, you know, as much as I think it's great to get in shape and look that jacked up and ripped, and of course we all would want that, the likelihood you can sustain that is slim to next to nothing. So I'm all mm-hmm. about balance. I think you can be healthy, you can look great, and you can make so many minor tweaks to your diet and your daily routine that is going to pay you dividends for your health tenfold. You know, and we've talked a lot about them in the show, and I think that it's easier said than done. However, I don't know. I just, you know, it's like I said, going back to that greasy spoon diner and walking in, it's just like, man, these people know how to die here. And we all have an expiration somewhere on our body. And I don't want to limp across the finish line. I want to be as healthy and as focused and as rested and in the best shape that I can be to run my business. And I know that you feel the same way. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Block Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, idea, or you have useful information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where we teach you to buy your marketing versus leasing. We want you to thrive in today's competitive online marketplace and push you to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.